Blog Talk Radio.
Give it up to my live band, Smooth Groove Rockin' back there too. Let's get it.
You are now tuning into the Puff TV Morning Combo.
Yo, good morning, Bull City. It's Puff TV Morning Show. Monday morning. The whole sweet. Yo, co-host, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we here this morning. October 21st, Monday morning. It's a little cold out there this morning, but it's supposed to get 70 degrees today. Don't forget, this show is brought to you by the Edward Chambers and Melville Chambers Cancer Foundation. We still in October, man. We still fighting cancer, save the tatas, all that good stuff. The beat, how you feeling this morning?
I'm a little tucked out, but I'm feeling good.
Yeah, I'm all right. A little rug. My Facebook ain't working, but shit, it's okay. Instagram and Twitter still working. Can't get my messages out of shit. Can't get the word out without Facebook. You know, I love my Facebook.
I'll take the L on Facebook.
Say what?
Since you can't be on Facebook today, I won't be on Facebook.
Yeah. Nah, I might need you to be on it because Dora's working on it.
Okay.
This whole week is about promoting H3O, the Halloween party. That's all you're going to hear from me. That's all I'm talking about. If you don't like it, befriend me, hang up, don't talk to me. That's all I'm talking about this week. This week, get your tickets, they have perfect pay, all that good stuff. We're getting to that morning show. Today's show, we're talking about NCCU homecoming this weekend, events. An incredible story about 11-year-old last wishes before he died. Jay-Z hanging out in Paris. NBA star caught with a gun in the airport. All that, man. Y'all know how we do. But y'all know how we start our Monday morning off. We can't start off without good inspiration, man. Gotta have my gossip music, so let's get into that right now. Yo, it's Puff TV Morning Show. You can we can never go wrong with our morning inspiration. Oh, Jesus is real. One of my favorite songs right there. Me Bogus, his little sister. There's a whole lot more peaches and a whole lot of us, man. We sung that in the choir. It was tough, too.
I need you to let the end part play out when they break it down.
Yeah, I know. We ran out of time, so I had to keep it moving. 9:07 in the show, 52 minutes left. Yeah, I feel like I told y'all, got a couple things to talk about. Yeah, but the topic of the day is good hygiene come first. You know what I'm saying? We'll get into all that. Right now, if we jump to that world news. Oh, man. Well, ain't too much going on. Yo, Jay-Z, Timberland, Lenny Kravitz were all spotted in Paris at a club. They had 30 balls of Ace of Spades. Timberland is going through a divorce, so I guess he's just hanging out trying to get some air, trying to get his mind right because his wife trying to take everything. But Jay-Z is on a Magna Carta World Tour. That's what they're doing in Paris, so... shout out to the whole Timberland and Lenny Kravitz. I didn't know he hung with black people.
But he's black, so why wouldn't he?
But I'm just saying, I ain't ever heard about him hanging with Jay-Z or being on the scene before. He usually somewhere where, you know, where the Kevin Costners and, you know, and Tom Cruise and shit at.
You'd be surprised. You'll just be surprised. One of Jay-Z's best friends, as far as him and his wife go, is Gwyneth Paltrow. I think that's how you say her name. And everybody shaking hands and they got money now.
Yo, I'm not doubting Jay-Z hanging with white people. I'm talking about Lenny Kravitz, weirdo ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Everybody wants to hang with Hov and B. Come on, that's a couple. Shit. I even hang with me. I don't know what lady I would take with me. I mean, what's my word? Is worth of hanging with the, you know, like we've gone on a couple dates. If you ask me, I don't know who the fuck I am. Can't take no whore. Yeah, but anyway, on to the next one. Boston Celtics legend Bill Russell was caught with a .38 Smith & Wesson in his luggage at the SeaTac Airport in Seattle, Washington. He was retired in 1969. He got the most rings in the NBA. He got 11 rings. Bill Russell, that legend right there, he retired in 69. We wouldn't even thought about in 69. Was we the Beast? Yeah, he got caught with a fine. He had a fine in his bag. So he thought he was going to make it through. He didn't make it through, so they hemmed his ass up. They had him detained for about 30 minutes or whatever. You know what I wish they would have did? You don't even know who Bill Russell is, do you?
Yes, I do. Don't
act like that. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't know. But you know what I wish they would have did to Bill Russell?
What?
I wish they would have, when they had him back there in the hole, and I wish they'd have cut that nasty ass beard off his chin. He looked like a slave to me, man. Cut that shit off his face. I wish they had to cut that shit off for a damn a better mugshot, man. I'm like, sorry, Russell, but you got to cut that nasty shit off your face.
Stupid.
Bill Russell, like he could have played in Django.
Oh, snap. You need to post a picture of his mugshot.
I gotta find it, but I definitely will, and I'm sure y'all gonna be like, good Lord, who is that slave? Yo. Yeah, but on another note, this is a real, real, real good story right here. 11-year-old dying boy final wish was to feed the homeless. He battled 5 years. His name was Trevor. He battled 5 years of rare cancer. He died Wednesday, but his goal was, you know, brought to life and was came through with his goal before he died. He collected money and goods, food and stuff for the Baton Rouge Food Bank to help feed the homeless. This is a week long charity. You know what I'm saying? He said he wanted to help others because his mom struggled to get food on the table trying to take care of him because she didn't have a job. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, that was his whole goal and, you know, the reason he did it, you know what I'm saying? Because he's seen his mom struggle with trying to feed him, you know, while he's battling that cancer. Oh, man, he collected. This is serious. He was saying that, you know, he didn't want nobody else to go through what he went through. So, you know, Trevor, it's called a Wish City Wide Food Drive. He collected 34,000 pounds of food, $64,000 in cash. He said it's not just to feed the homeless, Trevor said. You can make a difference every day just by helping somebody, getting bullied or crossing the street, anything. It's the little things that count, man. Yeah, that was real serious. So, man, I want to applaud and little young Trevor, bless his soul. Praying for his family and everything, man. But you know, if he can do it,
we can do it.
He's battling cancer, man. Anybody can do it. Yeah, DeBeast, I seen you just posted. Y'all got a food drive going on. She said she's ambitious. Y'all got a food.
Yeah, she do got a food drive going on. Y'all go out and support because it does a body good. It does a mind and soul good also just to give back, you know. I'm a giver. Mm-hmm. I'm not a taker. I'm definitely a giver, and I don't have much. So I definitely believe in helping the less fortunate. Every little bit counts.
Every little bit counts. That's the same thing, you know, Trevor was saying. Anything can help, you know what I'm saying? I can feel them on that. So that's a salute. Man, maybe some people should share this story, their story about living young with their kids, so their kids can understand how blessed they are. You feel what I'm saying?
Definitely. I commend him for being so, you know, humble at his age. You know, even with what he's going through, he's still trying to make sure somebody else is. And those are the real angels.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll jump to that bullshit in the news. Old School Legends concert was Friday. We went Friday. We was in the building for the Rakim, Nice and Smooth, Camp Flow. Did I see the other beast?
Yeah.
CL
Smooth.
Nice and
Smooth.
Lords of the Underground. Oh yeah, I missed him. Yeah, it was classic. Good music, sound hip hop. You know what I mean? That's the hip hop right there. That ain't and fucking. It's real good music, man. You should have seen the crowd. They brought the people out. I definitely got to shout out Skaz. After the show, he passed it up into like 2 or 3, and they had an after party in the lobby, man. Skaz turned it out. Rakim, everybody was in the audience. I seen a lot of my Facebook people, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody who hollered at us, you know what I'm saying? But I had a ball, man. And I want to say shout out to Salim, man, the dude who throw those shows at D-Pack, man. Salute the homeboy, you know what I mean, for putting together such a great show. And Brian Dawson, too, for a good homecoming show for the old school list.
I don't know where my favorite part was. I can't. You know me, I'm a hip hop head. I'm old school. I knew every word to every song. I thought I was going to, you know, Rakim gave me a hug for not pounding him because the ladies was on him, and he gave me a hug for being respectful and not jumping all over him for no picture, and I was real happy about that. So I didn't get a picture with him, but he gave me a hug. And Greg Nice was wow. He's a definite people person. He came over, he talked to us, he chilled with us, he was talking, like he was really a part of the crowd. He got into the crowd. The spotlight lost him at one point in time. They couldn't even follow him no more. He was so deep. We had a good time. Lil B, he DJ for Camp Low. Shout out to Lil B. Skaz definitely had it rocking. I even heard the next night, you know, that Skaz had it jumping in there. So I had a damn good time.
Yeah, we missed Saturday night because y'all know we had the party at the Marriott. But yeah, a lot of people came over from D-Pack after the show was over and came out to the party at the Marriott. And, you know, yeah, they just saying that it was crazy dope in there, you know what I mean?
I was just saying, I appreciate my blessing, because I wasn't supposed to be at that concert, and somebody just was like, you know, come on, you come with me, and I don't know what kind of man that is. I appreciate it. Shout out to my boo. I ain't going to say who it is, but shout out to my boo.
Girl, I'm listening to Puff TV Morning Show.
Yo, the day party was crazy. Yo, shout out to everybody came through. It was mostly a family thing, though. So much stuff going on for NCCU homecoming. Day parties everywhere. The tailgating was crazy. It was a successful NCCU homecoming. We got it in at the day party. We drank. We had food. We had a couple of sexy ladies come through. Shout out to Jay Mommy. She DJed. She did an awesome job.
Yeah, she did.
Man, shout out to the cooks.
The cooks was awesome. I just want to say, anybody that did not come to day party, you whack. Yo, the day party was off the chain. I ain't never been to a day party before. Because I think, like, you know, it's a day party. Who wants to party during the day? I was done at 3 in the afternoon. Do y'all hear me? I had to go home and go to sleep. The day party was hot.
Yeah, day party was crazy, yo. Shout out to my whole neighborhood came out there. TT, that was out there deep. Then after that, y'all know we fell into that NCCU homecoming party at the Marriott, man. When I tell y'all it was crazy, when I tell you it was pandemonium, when I tell you it was the shit, it was the most popular party for homecoming. I don't care what nobody say. We got proof is in the picture. It's people who couldn't even get in who had tickets. We sorry about that. We're going to make sure we help y'all. We get back with y'all with that thing. It was pandemonium. It was so crazy. They didn't even want to let us in. I was like, damn, they ain't going to let us in. You know, this is our party. You know what I mean? But it's all good. Everybody was just doing their job. Shout out to my homegirl, Fluffy, always working the dough, making sure Puff TV is not cheated. Shout out to my big brother, Brian Dawson, Kiss Entertainment, and all the boys, Tim, Brent, City. It was crazy, man. It was an epic night. Man, I do want to say this, yo. Real talk.
You go, girl.
When I say it was so many bad, B-A-D, all capital letters, with pound Lord behind it, so many bad women in that party, you didn't even have to move, fellas. You could stand in one spot and just move around and turn around in circles. They was everywhere. I want to shout out all the ladies that was in the party looking so fly and so good. Even the ones who had their shoes off of their feet was hurting. You still look sexy. It was the nastiest thing in the party, dancing with your shoes on. I even held some girl's shoes for it, but I'm just saying still. They was looking so fat and all that. And yes, my shoes were shining, and they light up in the pictures.
You had the reflectors on, yes.
You had to reflect the shoes on.
Yes.
Yo, it was something. Man, when I tell you, it was over 2,000 people was there. It was. They say it was at least 1,000 people outside who couldn't get in. Truth is in the pictures. Man, got no reason to lie. If you was there, you know you're telling the truth. You know what I'm saying?
It was definitely crazy.
Crazy.
I want to shout out Freako. Freako went to the bar and made up some shit as usual. So we got a new drink called a Freako. That thing have you leaning like no other. So shout out to Freako for making a bartender make some stuff up. He had everybody going to the bar. Just go to the bar and ask for a Freako. But you got to go to one particular bartender. Ask for a Freako. You can only do that when we in the building, because it's not going to happen unless we there. So, you know what that means.
Yeah, it was for real, though. Seriously, though. I can't stress it enough. Thank you, everybody who came out to the NCC Vanity Homecoming Party at the Marriott. It was a total success, and we salute. All right?
Floor here.
H3O is next week, next Thursday. H3O, please. I ain't gonna keep begging you. I'm gonna keep stressing it because this is what I do. But yo, real talk, please. So you won't have to worry about not getting in, or you won't have to worry about being stuck outside in the line. We trying to make this thing move as fast as possible. Go get your ticket. They're at Perfect Pair. Don't wait for the last minute. Get your tickets, yo. I promise you, it's going to be the best Halloween party in the city of Durham. That shit, I want to say the state. Matter of fact, I'm going to say the state. Whoever don't like it, we can talk about it. Look, the best Halloween costume party of the whole North Carolina. I'm so ready. I've been waiting for this all year.
I just want to reiterate, if you're listening and you have never been to a Puff TV party, this is the virginity breaker for you. I promise you, you will have no regrets in the morning. None whatsoever. We're going to do it again. This is fucking ridiculous.
We went to the Halloween store Saturday and playing around costumes and tripping out so much different stuff you can be. But don't forget, we're giving out cash money for the best costume and the sexiest costume. We do it every year. We go hard. This is what we do. H3O, yo, we get tickets to. People trying to help promote that, and you can't tell people, shout out to my friends who made them jump, $5 even asking. So guess what? They got some free tickets, and we got plenty more for you. You know what I mean? So, yo, for real, get your tickets. I'm going to have some of my friends to the barbershop, too, for those of y'all who can't make it to Northgate. But Northgate, Perfect Pair has the tickets, and I'm going to have some in Friendly City Barbershop. Please do not forget to get your tickets. H3O, Halloween is going down. Best Halloween party in the state of North Carolina. Damn it. 9:24, we got 35 minutes. Y'all already know what time it is.
And now, Sports by Damien.
Yo. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, homie.
What's up with y'all? Hope everybody had a good weekend. What's up, Chuck? What's up, the Beast?
Morning.
And I heard a lot of great things about the homecoming festivities this weekend, man. You know I'm a newlywed, so I got to do the husband thing right now. So I hope everybody had a good and safe time out there this weekend. A lot of sports going on, yeah, man. Unfortunately,
yes,
for you Central fans. Yeah, unfortunately, I heard the homecoming festivity, everything was good except for Central lost. So that wasn't good. They actually lost the game. If anybody cares about the game, I know people really don't care about the football game. They just care about going to the parties and parade and all that. So.
Right.
So I'm going to get into the sports now. It's all NFL, everything today, man, except for one college school. All right, first of all, we're going to start in Charlotte yesterday, man. Quarterback Cam Newton and the Carolina Panthers, they welcomed the St. Louis Rams to Bank of America Stadium. And the Panthers' offense came alive after a sluggish start led by Newton, who completed 15 of his 17 pass attempts with 204 yards and a touchdown. That was a 19-yarder to wide receiver Steve Smith. Panthers kicker Graham Gano, he connected on three field goals of 37, 31, and 50 yards to help Carolina to the third win of the season by a 30-15 score. Now, for you Cowboys fans, it was a battle of the NFC East lead. The Cowboys traveled to Lincoln Financial Field to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles' backup, Nick Foles, was starting the second game in place of the injured Mike Vick, and Tony Romo and the Cowboys took advantage. Romo passed for 317 yards and a touchdown, and wide receiver Dez Bryant had eight catches for 110 yards as the Cowboys' defense held Philadelphia to under 300 yards of total offense, and Dallas topped Philadelphia 17-3. Now, for your Redskins fans, Robert Griffin III and Washington Redskins, they welcomed the Chicago Bears yesterday to FedEx Field. Now, RG3 had a very strong game, passing for 289 yards and two touchdowns. And this game was back and forth all afternoon. Washington actually trailed 41-38 until running back Roy Helou Jr. had a three-yard touchdown run with 45 seconds remaining. And that late touchdown will prove to be the game winner as Washington won a wild one 45-41. Now, lastly in college, I got a Duke score, actually Duke football, from Saturday. Now, Duke is actually pretty good this year. They traveled to UVA to take on the University of Virginia. And Duke came into the game at 4-2 on the season. Now, they trailed 22-0 before they scored 35 unanswered points to help them improve to 5-2 on the season by a 35-22 victory. And lastly, in sports again, homecoming was at North Carolina Central and at Shaw over the weekend. Now, Central fell to Morgan State 34-22, but Shaw, they crushed Livingstone 45-21 to win their homecoming game. So shout out to all the Central alumni, all the Shaw alumni. Hope everybody had a good and safe weekend. And it's Sports by Damien. Back to the morning combo. Sweet Chuck the Beast. Y'all do y'all thing.
Yes, sir. Hey, look, check out all the times of the morning yesterday. I ain't watching no football. I had the worst hangover ever.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. All right.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, was Sports by Damien.
Yo, it's 31 minutes left in the show. Huh?
You were sick yesterday? I was wondering where you was at.
Yeah, I was down bad yesterday. I ain't moved one time. I was tired, hangover. Hey, yo, don't let me forget, yo. I'm sorry, let me clear this. I want to shout out.
Money, baby, yeah. Better satellite, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I like like chilling with your tonight, like, like third time she guess I'm feeling this, she and I ain't the police, so I ain't covering her. And I like buying no hope, she to burn it up. Let me in, let me in. Let me see you and your friend. I'm trying to go in now. She like she wanna Instagram, but I ain't with that shit. And I say flexing on her, flexing on her. And I say dressing like I'm rich. Don't watch me, you better watch out, yeah.
I like smoking, I like getting fly. I like having sex, I like girls who ride. I like my cup full, I like turning old. I like brand new shit, so this is what I love. I like that money, baby.
Yo, that was a Money Baby by K Camp. When they play that in the club, it go insane. It's my shit. Cause if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Girl, bye, I'm listening to Puff TV Morning Show.
Yo, it's we got 26 minutes left in the show. I think we're gonna jump to that topic. The Beast, you with me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm with you. I got you.
Okay, y'all know my situation. I need a phone. I'm going to start taking donations in a minute. This is perfect.
Yeah. Yo, today's topic, man, is good hygiene come first. You know, this is a very touchy subject to somebody, only to the people who hygiene ain't shit. You know, and I just want to say this before we start talking. If you get mad about it, that's because you did it. And your ass stink. Right? Yeah. But this is facts. Personal hygiene, washing hands, brushing teeth, cleaning ears, all to help keep bacteria and viruses and illness away. If some of y'all are wondering why you always sick, or, you know, you can't get rid of you get cold, or you wonder why your breath always stinking, and it's because you think your hygiene ain't right. If you know me, if you know the Plus TV crew like that, you know we don't touch hands. That's why I do the handshake, because I don't be touching people's hands, because they don't wash their hands. Fellas, you go pee anywhere and don't wash your hands. Ladies, you go pee and don't wash your hands. You got people playing their mouth, digging their nose, digging their ear. Your females who with the little pan and stay digging bites out. That's like the nastiest part of your body is your fucking hands. Wash your hands as much as possible. I work at Duke. They stress that every doorway has some bacteria hand stuff. So that really helped me get like this. But your hands is the nastiest part of your body. I'm the monk when it comes to that hand shit. But, you know, you should know that. But your teeth, Lord have mercy, your teeth. To be short, I can't understand is how somebody can be so fly. You Gucci'd out, Jordans, you drive a nice car, you got stacks on deck, you got a bad girlfriend, a bad boo, you got all the ladies. But your mouth look like you've been chewing on rocks. I just don't understand it, man. First thing, a lot of people say, you know, all we can tell you is your teeth. Well, good. That is my point. I'm black as hell. So why would I have nasty teeth? You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
My mom didn't play that when I was a kid. She made sure, if I ain't have nothing right, I'm going to have a nappy head, need a haircut, anything. But she going to make sure my teeth was right. So the only thing I knew to do is to keep that up. You know what I mean? It's nothing like having a pretty smile. I'm going to keep it 100. The ladies love a pretty smile. Ain't that right?
That's the first thing I look for when I meet a man. I'm looking at that grill. I don't care about your shoes, what you got on, what car you driving. I'm checking that mouth. So that's definitely a plus if you can get your teeth together. I just want to give out a few tips real quick, just a little dental stuff. You know, the dentists pay certain candy companies to give out. Like, chewing gum is really bad for your teeth. All that chewing wears your teeth down. Also, any kind of color toothpaste is dying that. All that, they do all that to pay these companies so that you have to come back to the dentist. It's like a 360 thing they do. So just keep that in mind. You know, always use a white toothpaste if you can. You know.
Well,
I had an issue myself.
Look, before all that, just brush. I see you coming from the beach, but we talking about the people who don't brush at all. Like, if your toothpaste is colorful, good. I'm glad you're using it. If you got a toothbrush, good. I'm glad you're using it. I'm talking about the people who don't use it at all. Your mouth look like an ashtray. Your mouth look like, you know how the your towel get to looking in your shower, you know, clean your shower. What is that called? Soap scum. Soap, you know what I'm talking about? Man, that and decay are the same thing. If you have a different color lining on your gums, you have teeth lining then gums, and there is a different color in your teeth, that is called plaque. That is build up germs and dirt. Like I said, it's corrosion. It's the stuff that grows on the top of a battery. Shit. I can't when you coming from the beach. We gotta speak from it before that. We gotta get into the stuff before that. Listen, let me put some knowledge out there.
Go ahead.
Good body hygiene helps you feel good about yourself, which is important when it comes to mental health. You know, if your breath stink, your ass stink, your ears nasty, you're not going to be happy. You're going to be a little self-conscious and feeling some kind of way. You don't want somebody to smell your butt. You don't want somebody to smell your breath. You don't want somebody to see your nasty ears. So all you have to do is clean it. If you clean it, you won't have to worry about your self-esteem. You feel me, Debbie? You got to wash your hands. Floss, not just brush, you got the floss. Because see, if you don't floss, that's when decay packs up wherever the toothbrush cannot reach. Once again, back to the what I was saying, the toothbrush cannot reach the soap scum sometimes, the dinginess, the battery corrosion on your gums. So look, you got to get that floss. Look the beast. They ain't got so easy with the floss. Now the floss need to come on the toothbrush stick. You seen them? That is the coolest invention ever.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? The little floss stick. They on the stick like a toothbrush, but at the top of it is the floss. You ain't even got to wrap a string around your fingers no more.
Nope. Make it easy.
Yo, clean your ears. Man, and one thing I hate, I'm going to tell you this, one of the stinginess parts of your body is your damn ear. Your every hole can smell worse than your ass. I hate, listen, let me put this out there. I'm giving it to you today. I hate when I feel romance a chick, you know, you go kissing her neck, you kiss her ear, and you smell that little sweat smell by her ear. That means she didn't wash her ear. Her ears are nasty. Listen, I'm going to name a few things. If you have any of these things, you're not doing something right. Head lice, same thing as dandruff. No, the dandruff thing is different.
Did you just say head lice? Head lice is not the same thing as dandruff.
They're in the same ballpark. White people get head lice. Black people get dandruff. Regardless, it's nasty. Your hair nasty. So that's it. That's what I'm saying. But some people get these things because they have dry scalp, all that stuff. But listen, if you wash your hair, you don't have to worry about head lice, dandruff. Bad breath, earwax, body odor, musty, urinary infection, pinworms, and wingworms, athlete's foot. You're supposed to bathe at least twice a day. That's the least you're supposed to do. Q-tips, okay. They say Q-tips are iffy, but something is better than that. You can also use peroxide. Clean your nasty ears. One thing I hate to see is a child with nasty ears. How did you not know their kid ears were dirty? You gotta look in your kid's ears. Kids can forget, so I don't hold that towards kids because you got parents. But, you know, teach them well. Have y'all seen the new thing on TV? Where they, you ain't got to use Q-tips anymore. They got a vacuum cleaner for your ears. I must have it. It's a must have. And if you got one, you get two for the price of one.
This is why I got to intervene. This is why I have to intervene. It's, your ears should be cleaned with a washcloth and soap. Not necessarily the inside, because what happens is the if you you're supposed to have some wax in your ear, because the wax is to protect your ears. So I don't expect you guys to, but it's the little crevices on the outside of the ear that stink if your ear is not clean. You know, use a Q-tip for that. You don't have to actually. I clean my ears all the time. I have an obsession. I carry Q-tips in my car, in my purse. I
love Q-tips.
I love Q-tips. They're not necessarily safe, but if you're careful, you can get the job done. But it's the outer part of the ear that actually stinks, because you're supposed to have a good amount of wax, not a lot, not no wax you can actually see from looking past somebody, walking by and see some wax hanging on a piece of hair hanging off your ear.
That's disgusting.
So your and behind your ears can give a smell off if you do not wash behind your ears. Okay.
Woo.
Okay. So that's starting to, you know, clean the entire ear, not just in the hole where the wax is, because you're supposed to have the wax is protection for your eardrum. You're supposed to have some in there, which is why they tell you not to put the Q-tip in your ear. So you can definitely clean it with the washcloth and get at least fix the outer part where it's not filled up. You're not supposed to have a wax filled up.
Listen, if you can see the wax, your ear is nasty. I don't care how you put it. Listen, you don't even have to have wax in your ears if you don't got if you got roaches. It's good to have wax in your ears, because a roach crawling your ear, the wax catch it. That's old school. Or if you're outside and bugs try to get in your ear, wax catch it. But listen, let me keep it 100. Fuck that. If you got wax in your ears that you can see, you're nasty. That's just straight how it goes.
I hold on. I got to touch on another part before I forget, because you said a couple of things that I need to speak on. Head lice, and I'm about to put this out there. Head lice is not dandruff. Dandruff is dry scalp, and it's just flaking. Head lice is the same exact thing as crabs. Just on top of your head. So I just want to point that out. If you have head lice, that is really nasty. Because you have white people get it a lot. I'm not exactly sure why. And if they want to make it an STD once it comes down past your belly button and whatnot and so forth. But you can get crabs or head lice from anywhere. All you have to do is pick one up, and it lays eggs. Keep your hair washed and fresh. It's that simple. Don't be sharing no hats and stuff if you can prevent that. You know, that's why they send home, if a child has head lice at school, they send home a letter to everybody in the school, because a crab can just jump off like a flea and, you know, get in somebody else's
head. They just call it head lice because they don't want to say you got crabs in your head, but you got crabs.
But it's the same. It's the same exact thing. So don't get it twisted. You think you get? Oh, it's just a little head lice. No, motherfucker. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut. Shit. Exactly. It's not no little head lice. It's serious. Get that shit out of there. Okay.
Oh my God.
I just wanted to say that. You scared me because I had like some dance. I'm like, no.
You're nasty. Look, let me Because we're talking about bugs. There's another bug that going nasty. Dead bugs. Dead bugs. Yeah. That's a whole other show, but since we're talking about nasty, I might as well bring it up. Listen here. All you got to do, yo, is pull your mattress up. Pull your sheet back from your mattress. They only come out at night. If you got little bumps in your face, if they tan your ass up at night, they look like little flea bites. Check your mattress. Beat your mattress. If you see anything that look like a flea, any kind of moving little bug, those are bed bugs. I ain't gonna front. My last crib I stayed in got infested with bed bugs. As soon as I woke up and I seen it, I threw my whole bedroom set out the front door. It's gotta go. Now,
oh my God!
You can bring bed bugs from hotels anywhere. You're sleeping over different people's houses. You know what I mean? You gotta be careful because they get in your clothes and they're coming right with you. But the main part of it is nasty. It's nasty, yo. It's nasty. Bed bugs. I hope this was helpful to some folks. You got to do better, my people. I know if you wake up in the morning, first thing you do in the bathroom is you look in the mirror. If you look in the mirror, you smile. You've got to see your teeth. I hate nasty teeth, man. How you fly? How you gooch it out? How you rich and you fly, ladies? How your weed costs $1,000, $500 or whatever. You got the most expensive pocketbooks. You wearing red bottoms. You know, you flawless on the outside, but your teeth. Teeth is a mess, man. Teeth is a mess. Yo, I'm going to go to a song right quick. After this, we'll be back to close the show out. You got anything you want to comment or say anything about this whole good hygiene or, you know, something you want to reiterate, shit, hit the number. Y'all already didn't know we do. All we need is your last four digits. Get you on the show, man. I don't want to be with you. I can't be with you. I will not look at you. I will not do nothing with you if your teeth tow up. Your hygiene got to be right, man. We'll be back right after this.
If I adore you,
got a pardon the fee, cause he bought a couple bags and he took a couple whips and he took a couple trips and it's never in the mix and he never win the other chick fighting like he's slick, cause his love was to this shit and she could never be Nick. Niggas be falling in love with this pussy, me too, chicken and bacon, a couple cookies. Think I'm better, man, ain't fucking with rookies. Out of high school video, now we wanna play hooky. Baddest bitch, I'm the catalyst, ain't never been done, bitch, I added this. Now I ain't gotta shoot, I got mad assist, about to put a couple pieces on a mannequin. Got a big billboard out of Madison, at the Trump and you bitches at the Radisson. Got the 22 on me, Aniston, shoot movies. Jennifer Aniston.
You decide you be mine, you can come inside. You decide that can make me prioritize. Hitting my phone, it's alright. Hitting my phone, it's alright. You reply, wish you're blind, you're a Gemini. You deny that you're shy, maybe we should glide.
Splurging on you too easy, buying purses too easy, paying bills too easy. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you.
Master flexer.
I wanna be with you.
Master flexer.
I wanna be with you. 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 Balling on you too easy, splurging on you too easy, buying cars too easy, popping bottles too easy. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you. Everything you do is brand new. Make that bad bitch my shawty. Hit the club, go party. My hat bent like my chain drip like water. Car paint like tar. I'm a sex dog harder. Bitch, let go my hand, gave you the keys soon as I bought it. Wrong, wrong, oh yeah.
big bank, I'm too real. My money right in them boys, you would've be dead broke. 2 years, check this. Look here, you ain't no big deal. On site, act right, I shop hard, pack light. That whole shit gets you no place. All I talk is cocaine. White tee in these rope chains. Blow the roof back, Kurt Cobain. Phantom cost like $4. Flow deep, hoes holler. Underground with this pimp shit. So smoke one for Pope Arthur.
Ballin' on you too easy. Splurging on you too easy. Buying purses too easy. Paying bills too easy. I wanna be with you.
Let's ride.
I wanna be with you.
Let's ride.
I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you.
I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you. Bowling on you too easy. Splurging on you too easy. Buying cars too easy. Popping bottles too easy. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you. Everything you do is brand new.
Suffering from success.
The Puff TV Morning Show. DJ Khaled, I wanna be with you.
I wanna be with you.
Be with you. Be with you.
Girl, bye. I'm listening to Puff TV Morning Show.
Yo, we got 5 minutes left in the show. I hope we put some good tips out for some people. Shout out to one of my Facebook friends. She just hit me and said, yo, don't forget to tell them, yo, another part of hygiene, just please shave your pubic hair. Pubic hair holds odor, males and females. If you wolf it down there, shave it. Because it holds odors, man. Shout out to my Facebook friend, she hit me that. She listening to the show. Yo, like I said, yo, don't forget to get your tickets. Tickets on sale at Perfect Path. H3O, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell their mama to tell their cousin and nephew down in the country, down up north, down in Florida, wherever. Feel me? Yo, I got to send out a special, super-duper happy birthday to one of the Puff TV, my sisters, you know what I mean, my backbone, my everything. Y'all want to say happy birthday to Erica. If y'all know who I'm talking about E-Money to be with us. Yo, happy birthday, baby. I wish you plenty more, yo. Word up. You beat you back?
Yes, I can't get off air without saying happy birthday to my baby, my main squeeze, my booski, my twin, my ride or die. I want to just say I've never had a friend like this young lady. We're separated by about 7 years, and Erica is the realest. She's so adorable, sweet baby. Happy birthday to my baby, Erica Nicole. That's my nigga.
Erica realer than a lot of you niggas, but we'll get into that later.
Yes.
I gotta hit with my words of wisdom for today. Short but sweet. Remember, y'all, the best is yet to come.
Amen.
Yeah, don't
Amen.
Get no better
yes.
than that.
I just saw you as on the deacon board just then. Amen.
When I said that.
Yes, I saw you.
Well, let me say it again with a little music to it, though. You ready?
Yes.
How everybody doing out there this morning? I got one thing I want everybody to know about all God's children. Remember, the best is yet to come.
Amen. Amen.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Amen. You better speak faster.
Just, it's a deacon in my church. I be wanting to say, bro, you gotta say it so loud. You know what I'm saying? Yo. Yeah, we just said everybody listening to us. Yo. And look, do not forget, yo, if you want to advertise your business or your party, anything on the show, it's only $50 a month. 12 shows in a month, $50 a month. All you gotta do is hit us up, PuffTV@me.com, man. We got city listing. Hey, yo, listen to me. I was at the homecoming parade, and I can't even front. Probably about 3, 4, 5 older women came up to me like, hey, boy, I love y'all morning show. You are something funny to me, baby. My daughter let me listen to it, or I listen to it when I'm on my way to work, and it just brought, you know, made me feel incredible.
Oh, that's sweet. Somebody walked up to me and told me they was in love with me. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I don't know you. He was like, you the Beast, right? You be on the show with Puff. I was like, yeah, that's me. He was like, I just want you to know I'm in love with you. I was like, okay. But I thought it was real cute. You know, I didn't know I had fans. I don't consider myself a celebrity, but I appreciate the love and the support. So thank you.
Yo, so don't forget, y'all, for real, personal hygiene, wash your hands, brush your teeth, clean your hair. Washing your hands, yeah, three viruses, illnesses away. I learned how to, do they still teach brushing your teeth in elementary?
The dentist still comes to the school, definitely.
Yeah, you know, our dentist called us at a young age, and I still do it to this day. It's called, you go up and down, 1, 2, 3, jiggle, wiggle. Yo, if you remember that, we on Facebook right now. If you remember that, did they teach you that? You go up and down, 1, 2, 3, jiggle, wiggle. Do the same thing with your ass. Up, down, jiggle, wiggle. Okay.
I just want to say, all y'all twerkers, you know, y'all making it clap and wobbling. That build up sweat and grit. Yeah, I need to get that. Like, floss your ass. Take that thong, put a little soap on it, and floss your ass.
Do something with it, because hygiene, a grown person with bad hygiene is not an excuse. Unless you homeless or you just down bad. But if you grown person with running water, you got somewhere to stay. If you can do everything, smoke, drink, dry shoes, do anything, you can brush your teeth, wash your face, and clean your ears and your ass. This is the Puff TV Morning Show, and this has been our hygiene show. If you think somebody who needs to know this, you can repost it on their page. Clean your ass and brush your teeth because they nasty. It's been the Puff TV Morning Show. We love y'all. We'll be back Wednesday with Hump Day. Y'all already know how we do. Get your tickets, H3O, all week. Let's get it. I'm done. Puff TV Morning Show.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Erica.
Happy birthday, Erica. Like, we need to find you today, and I want to take a shot with you.
You done got with a nigga, now you talking about, you fucked up my self-esteem. Bitch, it's called self-esteem. It's a thing of your motherfucking self, bitch. How the fuck can I fuck up how you feel about you, simple bitch?
Talking about you, nasty breath bitches. Excuse my language, I'm out of here. First, if you want to show, we gone. I'm just saying, hey, look, and your feet. Get your fucking feet done, ladies. I hate nasty feet. We'll talk about that later. That's a whole other show. How you going to have on nice shoes and come out your shoes and you got chipped toenails and your feet looking like you've been playing for the Celtics? I'm out of here, man. I'm tired. I'm frustrated. And I'm just, I don't know what to do, yo. For real, I'm getting out of here. Toodaloo, motherfucker.
Get out of here and take your mother with you.
Go.
Why?
Oh, nasty ears. Grown ass person with nasty ears. How your earrings gonna be blinging and shit in your ears, nasty? Huh?
Let me tell you something that's disgusting. Let me tell you something that's very nasty. You ever see when people take their earring out? And you smell that earring back smell.
That's what
you're not supposed to smell that.
That's what I was talking about earlier. That's one of the stinkiest smells on your body.
Yes, I thought that was you talking about the wax at that time. But yeah,
No. Yeah. I'm talking about that earring hole. That earring hole can smell worse than your asshole. For real.
Yes.
Y'all know I ain't lying. Yes. If you don't believe me right now, if you didn't have your earrings in for about 2-3 days and you don't believe me, take it out right now and smell your earlobe. I bet you'd be disgusted with yourself. I bet you'd be mad with yourself.
Yeah. Hey, peroxide is your friend. Y'all hear me? Peroxide is your friend.
Yeah, it sting a little bit, but it'll get the job done. I promise you.
Ugh. I'm out of here. Nasty. I mean, I just saying it, but it just hard for me to leave with all that nastiness in my mind. I'm out of here. Yo, Puff TV Morning Show. See y'all Wednesday.